Thank you, everyone. This is the October 22nd, 2024, meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robbie Cangelosi present, Ashley King present, Miriam Salas present, Raymond Hutchinson present, Robert Boyd present. We have five members constituting a quorum. The first item is the minutes. Are the minutes from last month's meeting? Are there any comments or is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve them.
A second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is item 3A, 333 North Diamond Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Ken Gowan and Brandon Stevens with Metro Studio Architects, 6501 Spanish Fort Boulevard.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation of a contributing rated one- and two-story commercial warehouse building, including modification of ground floor openings and new exterior millwork as part of conversion to hotel use in full control warehouse district.
Thanks again, guys, for meeting with us this morning. This project, I know, has been around for a while. I know there were several prior development projects until our office ended up having it come into our world. We're proposing a fairly low impact renovation for this. We're not adding, unlike prior efforts, we're not adding floors to it or building a new high rise in the middle of it. The project has received part two approval from both SHPO and the National Park Service. We spent a lot of time with those guys working through the scope and getting to something that everyone would be comfortable with. That approval is subject to five conditions, but there's really only two of those conditions that apply to the exterior of the building. The two conditions, and if we stop on this rendering right here, so if we look to the right-hand side, you see where there's the five pilasters that are above the old garage door. So we had originally wanted to put some glazing into those recesses. They didn't like the idea of that. We removed it from the project. The other issue was we had a condition at a window where we just, in the model, had not changed the ceiling height. And so we had a little soffit condition. That's been removed. The other conditions relate to interior finishes and to these interior canopies that are at a courtyard condition, so again, nothing visible from the public right-of-way. The signage that you see, the ghost sign, that's recreated from the 1940 images, which I didn't include in the application, guys. I have a couple of copies if y'all want to look at it. But we spent a lot of time with Park Service getting those fonts and the design as exact as we can with it. All of those steel components you see on the outside of the building, the tiebacks, that's all existing, so that's all remaining as is. The old garage, what we worked out with Park Service were these infill conditions at the original garage door locations. And so that panel, that kick panel with the wood set on a 45, that comes from the original garage door designs that were within those locations. And so that was the generative sort of concept for those infill, what Dennis is calling the exterior millwork components. Otherwise, you know, for the most part, it's a pretty much straight ahead restoration job. We have a sort of a menu of masonry and plaster restoration work on the exterior. Typical wood window restoration work that's part of this project. Obviously, all new waterproofing and roofing, all new mechanical, electrical, and plumbing infrastructures. So I think this would tee this building up for another, 100 years of service is what we're hoping for with this work. The structural improvements are really just related to reinforcing and strengthening the existing load-bearing masonry walls on the exterior, and just getting a little bit more lateral resistance to the building related to current wind codes. Again, all those improvements are not manifest on the exterior of the building. I'm happy to answer any questions folks have about what we're proposing today, but the project has received approval from State Farm Marshal, zoning, floodplain,
Electrical,
mechanical. So it's funded. It is ready to go. I feel like we've got the right development team for this one, and we're excited about getting this thing put in a much better condition than it currently has been sitting in.
On the St. Joseph Street elevation, on the left side, there are those tripartite openings in there. Is there some reason that the panels and the lights do not line up there?
On
the doors, if it's the style, you can make it wide enough to get the handle in there.
Are we talking about the four bay one?
Three bay.
Sorry, I'm on the wrong street, Mr. Kanzelwitz.
Actually, it's also the two bay one, too. They aren't.
They should line up.
Yeah, they should line up.
Yeah,
but in this illustration, they're not lining up. So
They should line up. Yeah, if we want to note that as a condition, we'll go ahead and get that addressed. In our details, they line up on the detail sheet. I think that's just a drafting issue. Mr.
I think it's important that they do line up.
Yes.
Agreed. There's no windows proposed for the site.
No, it's right on the lot line, so not a possibility.
Okay.
But we do have a bunch of masonry repair on that wall. That's that wall's the one that's in the toughest shape.
Okay. No, I just saw that there was a lot of bedrooms without natural light.
Hotel. Yeah. You can get rid of the.
On your Diamond Street elevation, that new pair of doors, it says new steel and perforated metal panel doors approved by NPS SHPA. But the rendering has this sort of like steel shroud around it, which is
so that's
improved.
The surround is a steel shroud. If we go to the rendering, guys, we can see that actually.
We're having internet issues.
It's in the
back.
Packet. Sheet,
huh?
If you look at that first rendering, and so there's a perforated metal clad pair of really gates or doors there, you know, but they're really a gate. If you look at the section on A300, we show what that profile is. And so why that was done, SHPA wanted to differentiate that opening because it is the only new opening that we have as a non-historic condition. So that sort of minimal steel surround is what announces it as an intervention.
And so that has been reviewed and approved by SHPO,
not
necessarily what's on the elevation.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Right. The details were submitted with the Part 2 application.
Is there any public comment regarding 333 North Diamond Street?
Is there any public here?
We would escort them in if they were here, and since there are none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I had a question, I guess, on the St. Joseph Street facade, bottom left side. It seems like there's typical door conditions. Sometimes they have glass, sometimes they don't. Is there a reason for that, or is that on the other area? Mm-hmm.
There's one that doesn't have
there's
glass.
One
it,
that
it will have glass.
We can make them all match. I think we were going to have a little bit more privacy over there, but we can make it typical with the glass.
Yeah, I would suggest.
Yeah, we can totally do that.
Okay. And does the staff feel they need more details?
Not for conceptual approval.
Oh, just at conceptual.
And this is what we're going to say.
We can work out the details.
Well, that's what I've been making the motion. I want you to know what to include.
Yeah, I think it would be conceptual approval of the details to be worked out.
Okay.
Staff.
Yeah.
What she said, I make the motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangellosi, second by Randy Hutchison. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you all for your time and your comments today. These are helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Let me see the lady back there.
Randy was talking.
We were worried because we only found one picture that had half the sign. So thankfully they put on both sides. Yeah. If you want any of this stuff digital for your archive too, just send me an email because I have some more pictures too.
Thank you.
All right, guys, y'all have a great
afternoon.
Thank you.
Holiday.
Thank you.
Do
you want to take that
cut?
Thank you.
Thanks.
You
don't want?
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Holiday.
All right, the next item is 1006 Canal Street. Hello, welcome. You can have a seat at the end of the table. Sure. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, it's John Ruppley. 1700 Josephine Street.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the renovation and a new storefront at the Roosevelt Way Street elevation of a contributing rated two-story commercial building.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation?
Sure. A good portion of the Roosevelt Way building is, started to become dilapidated. There's heavy termite damage in the non-original Tudor revival portion of the building, and we'd like to bring that portion back into commerce by going off the historic photos that showed the pilasters continuing to the ground on that elevation, and it being a stucco to the right above the mezzanine. My client, after I submitted this, let me know that he would like to have full height mezzanine windows, kind of more in, aligning with the original historic photos. Also included the first page that I passed out to y'all is what was not submitted to y'all. I apologize about that, but that's showing the full height mezzanine windows that are proposing since the floor to ceiling height in that portion of the building was quite low. There's just a lot of termite damage, and we'd like to just bring this portion of the building back into commerce along to match the historic photographs. Also, we're open to keeping the original Piccadilly Lounge marquee, or we can get rid of it. He is indifferent.
Now, there is a provision in the code for in the CZO for declaring these as a landmark sign.
It's in the zoning ordinance.
What's it called? There's a word I'm missing.
Classic sign.
Classic sign. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
You'll have to see if this is normal.
I can't tell from the photograph, but on the renderings, it's showing that the upper portion of the pilaster is brick. So currently, is it painted brick or is it stucco?
Yes,
over?
It's currently painted brick.
Yeah, it's hard to tell about the way that
it's a building you try not to look at. Actually, because while working on the Saint, I would park on this side of Canal and walk past that. So
you couldn't avoid looking at it. You could not avoid it.
Well, you stop waiting to cross and just can't.
Can I ask about the three pilasters on the second floor on the right? So those don't extend down as far as the other ones on the left that you're exposing.
Yes, we were hoping to keep that ATM sign, the ATM right there,
But above
it?
Yeah,
they're not doing any changes in that area. That's the current condition.
Yeah,
it's got some kind of ephes or something over it, basically.
Is there any public comment regarding 1000 Canal Street?
The 4-foot deep canvas awnings that are new, are they like on a 45-degree angle, like in the historic photographs? Because they look very shallow in the render in their drawing. How far are they? What's the angle they're coming off the building?
It's going to be more acute than a 45.
It would have to be to have all those transoms exposed like that.
And I have a question. This version, this page, is showing sort of a railing here, but not in the other one. What is that element?
That is an existing.
My question is that you have it in these two drawings, but not in this one. So is that being removed on this version?
I believe that's to be kept. Because I believe it's servicing. I don't know.
Is it a second means of egress that needs to be retained?
I don't believe it looks like it's the HVAC. I think it's just a platform for the HVAC to the second door Hollywood
spot. My question is just to the fact that you have it in two of the proposed elevations, but not in one. So are you removing it in this version?
I should have brought my own copy.
So, yes.
We're going to plan on getting rid of that.
Okay.
Relocating that.
That was a question.
How wide are these pairs of doors?
These pairs of doors, I'm worried that
they don't meet minimum door length with requirements, because even if they're a pair of doors, a single leaf needs to still meet. So you have a 32-inch opening?
I believe that. Yeah, we can skinny up the size, but we're trying to get the...
That's going to throw off. Like, it's like right now it has a nice proportion to the center. And so if those get wider, then it's going to change
the
proportions. If we need to expand them, we will let y'all know.
Well, or could it go to, if they align with the windows? Because you could have up to, I think... a 42 or 48-inch door leaf, and so it might go into a single door. Just sort of look at code, because right now that sort of that alignment with the upper windows is nice and becoming. And if you start to alter that alignment, it's going to change all of the proportions and it's going to change the whole look. So I would just look at the code and the door widths, because it's 60% of your openings need to be accessible.
Right.
So I would just look and see that.
When you look at the historic photograph, let's see, the one in the lower left, the transoms, they're divided into three, or at least in the front of the building.
Well, one of them's four. One right here is four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, maybe as you go further down the building, it is four, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was there any consideration of opening up the panel above the transoms with these like clerestory windows, or sort of an entresol situation?
No, because the original windows look like they, in the historic photographs, look like they contain, the second floor windows are pretty much original to the...
It looks like now there's just a panel of stucco there.
But look at the proposed. That's the transoms.
Oh.
Which one is he going with? This one or this one?
That's what I was thinking.
It's also confusing.
I have a question, because you said your client actually wants to mezzanine. So should we only look at this? We have three things to look at. We submitted this portion
after.
What's the difference between the top elevation and the bottom elevation?
One is without the marquee and one is with it.
Okay.
The original sign.
So as one is retaining this.
Yeah. And my confusion comes. Earlier you say now your client wants to have the mezzanine, or is it the other way?
He is open to keeping it, and he's open to getting rid of it. He is indifferent.
Well, we need an application. That's not a decision for us. I mean, you need to tell us what you're applying for.
Well, if it's on your historic sign list, then yeah, we're keeping it.
No, I'm not saying it is on the historic sign list. I'm saying it could be listed as a classic sign.
Well, I'll do my research and determine if it is or if it isn't.
So can you, I just wanted to go back to this question about the this part of the facade that is getting no treatment?
Yes, that is the client would prefer to just keep that facade in its current condition.
So what is the purpose of renovating these four bays?
Well, the one of the windows is kind of done this number. It's kind of completely
it's falling out.
It's dilapidated. There's clear termite damage in all the Tudor revival portion.
We also have quite a few demolition by neglect violations, and most of them pertain to this back half of the building.
I see.
It's really you have to bring the building back into commerce. And,
it is a shame that
and now it's becoming a
to me shame. Because I have walked there many times as well. It looks like the other one is just about to happen in the canal. So it's kind of a shame to partially touch it, because then you're going to be sad about neglect in 1 or 2 years on the canal street elevation. I mean, it's just moments from being on the same stage.
And just for clarification, the owner slash applicant is Porter Holdings, which is the Motwanis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I think whether you're keeping the marquee is critical to review here. The marquee in your proposed upper layout, the way it hits the windows and the transoms, it's really awkward. And I realize it's there, and it was built after the ground floor had already been modified. But if you're going to keep it, I feel like we probably need to do something different there to address that marquee. I don't know what the answer is, but it looks really awkward.
Well, it looks like there was some sort of giant sign delineating the Half Shell restaurant since, I guess, the early 1930s. I believe one image I found that was pretty far away in front of the Orpheum was a giant oyster. So, it seems like this building has always had flair to attract people for oysters and just a giant marquee on it. So.
It'd be important to understand that if you are going to retain the marquee, it would have to be in a historic condition.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to do some sort of garish signage that would be a deviation of the CZO.
Would I be able to put a new building's name?
No.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that your client understands that.
Right.
Because we've gotten into this before with Two Jacks.
Yeah.
So please make sure that this is just not an opportunity for some sort of non-compliant signage.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay. Any thoughts of putting the cornice back on the building?
There are grants. Have they availed themselves of the
DDD?
Facade grants through the DDD?
We haven't looked into that. The cornice, if it's possible to do that with styrofoam clad.
Oh.
No?
Oh.
No. Okay.
Oh, that's
not high enough?
That just makes me cringe. That is termite, water. I mean, that's your essential, it's the same as Ethos. You know.
Be better without it.
Using styrofoam to create a cornice is that all you're doing is you're saying, termites, come, moisture, come eat me, come further destroying this building. So.
All right, are there any more comments? Or is there a motion?
Do you want to defer this so the applicant can clarify what they're actually asking for, because we can't make those decisions for
them. And I would say an existing elevation drawing would be very useful.
Yes, an existing elevation drawing would be helpful. So I make a motion to defer this application so the applicant can finalize what he's
they are actually asking for and to provide an existing condition drawing.
I would also like to see a section through the awnings that are being proposed.
Yeah.
They're hard to read.
I'll put a cantilever on out.
Is that a second, Marion?
Yes. Okay. As long as we add the sections through the new awnings as well.
There's a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Marion Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
All right, thank you very much.
You know, the inspector, and that concludes the meeting. He pressed stop, please.
When he was